My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610 on Friday the 13th. Do y'all still get worried about Friday the 13th?
Not in the slightest, man.
Nope. Yeah, no. I feel like that's not even a thing now. I don't even
think it's a thing for some people.
Yeah. Well, I will say this though. It is a donut shop that is celebrating Friday the 13th.
All right.
Krispy Kreme, your favorite.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble again.
Yeah, man. So this guy liked Krispy Kreme over Shipley's.
I do.
So, what is wrong with you?
They're better?
Absolutely not.
They are absolutely better.
Uh-oh.
They melt in your mouth.
Yeah, that's because they taste like
their awesomeness.
So Krispy Kreme, you might want to go to the Krispy Kreme after this.
Noted.
For Friday the 13th promotion.
Ashamed of you.
I know,
like,
man.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme is so good.
You about to have people switching the music.
So good.
It tastes like it's tastes
like heaven.
It tastes like a scientific experiment.
No, it does not. See, Figgy, you brought this up just to get me in trouble again. No, everything in Texas. Oh, Shipley's or Houston. Shipley's.
This isn't even like a Shipley's versus thing, although Shipley's, absolutely. Love it, right? And I will acknowledge, right? I am biased. That is the donut of my youth. However, Krispy Kreme's just, they taste faux, man. There's something about it that doesn't feel
awesome.
I
will drive out of my way to go stop at a Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
So, since you said that, man, they got a Friday the 13th promotion.
I'm listening.
Any customer who buys a dozen donuts today gets another dozen donuts for just 13 cents.
Okay, as much as I love Krispy Kreme, they got to do better than that.
13 cents?
Oh, another dozen.
Another dozen,
yes.
Oh. So you get 24 donuts.
So you can ruin your diet for the low price.
Oh, I thought you were saying like another donut.
Oh, no.
Oh,
another dozen.
Yeah. That's why Krispy Kreme is the greatest. That's it. Now we're bringing it back around.
All right, 281, I'm not going to agree with the entirety of the sentiment. They said both Krispy Kreme and Shipley are not good.
All right,
but they said that go to any just locally owned donut shop. They said Cambodian owned donut shop.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if it's specifically just Cambodian. But if you go to like mom and pop shop,
look at all the love I'm getting.
They treat you right. And people are wrong too.
713-361.
And it's your God-given right as an American to be
Krispy
wrong.
Krispy Kreme.
So I let you have that.
They're team Krispy Kreme.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was watching Thursday Night Football like everybody else was, and we seen the Tua injury on the field again. It was exactly like the last time we saw it. which was a couple years ago. And I just kind of want to see how y'all feel about just the.
I know you're feeling a certain way.
Yeah, about Al Michaels. I don't think he did anything wrong. Let me be clear. But sometimes just the little sound effects you do just make it sound so much worse, man.
Down by 21 points, 4th and 4. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and Tua down. Picked up the first. Split the seam, but pays the price. Shot from Hamlin right there. Down he goes. Check him out. Back after this.
You mind isolating that noise? Because I think in the context, it says some stuff. But like I was just hearing it.
Takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and Tua down.
That sounds like you sat down to like a plate of some real good Alfredo or something.
Yeah.
Shrimp Alfredo.
Yeah.
Somebody put some gumbo in front of you?
Yeah. Now, he made the sound effect as Tua was on the ground. Yeah. And I ain't going to describe what he looked like on the ground, but
he made the whole fencing reaction and everything.
Yeah, so he made that sound effect. And somebody actually posted what he did last time, because remember, it was another Thursday night game against the Bengals when this happened. And this was Al Michaels when it happened. Just listen to the sound effects and just the random stuff he was saying.
To a rolling left with the grain, and down he goes, slung down in his own 48-yard line. Josh Tupu, and uh-oh.
So Tua was on the ground at that time. We said, Am I making too much out of this? It's just kind of like the situation is not funny.
Not at all.
I get in trouble with this with my family at times when I might see somebody fall or a kid fall. I'd be like,
You start laughing.
Yeah, no, I don't even laugh. Yeah. I guess me overreacting.
Yeah.
And people laugh at my overreaction. So like if Lopez trip and fall, I might be like, you're.
Falling is funny, though.
They feel
as
like
that. As long as the person is okay.
But see, I'll be dead serious about it. I'll be like, and people laugh at my reaction.
Yeah. I hate that falling is funny, first of all.
Falling's hilarious.
But it is funny.
Falling's hilarious.
And I just love that that's setting you off. the sound, it does sound like, yeah.
It's just because I feel like another commentator would be like, he's on the ground, something like that.
How is this the time where Al Michaels finds a little bit of character in his voice?
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Mm. Like, you saying that as I'm on the ground dealing with a concussion?
Yeah.
Picked up the first.
I'm just like, oh,
got the
man.
First down.
All right.
Yeah, to make
okay.
it
come.
Picked up the first. Split the seam. But pays the price.
It does sound like he's having a hell of a good dinner.
Like, honey, you should make this more often.
You ever see What About Bob?
I'm not.
He's got a whole scene where he overdoes the this is good. Bill Murray. That sounds like What About Bob.
I just thought that was kind of interesting to me, man.
It's funny.
So, I see Reggie got a haircut, man. You looking fresh right
appreciate
now, man.
Appreciate you.
Looking clean. You ain't got that headband on or a hat that.
I don't feel the need to hide what's happening up here from the people now.
Yeah, it's funny because I was going to refer you to somebody. So, I used to go to a barber back in the day, probably back in 2019, somewhere.
Okay.
It was some time ago.
Yeah. I mean, not a bad referral. I mean, I went and found my barber from back when I still lived in Houston over a decade ago.
Oh, okay.
So, man, it worked out.
Yeah, and we actually had the conversation about barbers and finding new barbers stuff like that.
Cheat on your barber if you need to.
Yeah.
Don't let these people shame you.
So I was going to this barber. I'm going to play this audio in a second, but I was going to this barber, and I actually had to not only cheat on him, but just leave him totally.
Okay.
Just end the relationship because I felt like he was getting a little too pricey for me, man. I'm like, dog, I'm part time. So I can't I can't afford this haircut because when I first started going to him, he was charging $30.
Well, it got good to him. He got some good clients and started.
Yeah, he went up from 30 and then he went up to 40. And then my last time seeing him, he was up at like $57 for a haircut. And mind you, I don't have a lot going on.
Yeah. Man.
Like, you just got to cut three sides of my head.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So I can't pay no $57 for this, but my wife sent me an Instagram last night, an Instagram reel of this guy on how much he's charging to cut hair. And what do you know? It was that barber I was going to.
It was your guy?
Yeah, so I want to play this audio for you.
Okay.
And he got, I guess he's talking about how much he's going up on his prices.
All right, barbers, let me tell you something. This is my client right here. We met in January of 2021 when a basic haircut was $57. And then later on that year, in July, I went up for a basic haircut to $80. Next, in November, just a couple months later, we raised the price for a men's basic haircut to $100.
Basic, he said.
Then in September of 2022, we moved the price for a basic haircut up to $125. And lastly, in February of 2023, a men's basic haircut was $150. And guess who's still here? My client. And don't forget, we got our eyes set on $200
in
2025. If you would like to learn how exactly I was able to scale up in such a short amount of time, go ahead and leave the comment upgrade in the comments below.
All right, many things.
Do I really need to learn how to scale up a price?
Yeah, learn how to scale up. All right, here's the lesson. Tell them that it costs more. Like, what are you?
Yeah.
Why is he pretending like he's a Fortune 500 company, right? Like, you're a barber. Also, to that end, why is he? Like,
we focus on $200.
Like, what are you talking about,
bro?
We?
What are you doing, man?
Like, what do you mean we? Like, this is a very elaborate way of calling your own client a sucker. Because only a sucker going and just letting you every two times they come in to get a haircut, run up the price another $25, $50.
And see, I'm so petty with it, man. Because if he was doing that to me, recording me, like getting a haircut, like, nah, dog, I charge $200 if you want to post this.
Yeah.
Like, nah, don't record me and charge me $150 and sat there and say, oh, yeah, we looking at going up to $200.
I don't care what anyone says. That's ridiculous. It's a haircut.
Basic haircut, mind you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not getting braids or anything special or, you know, it takes 2-3 hours or whatever. I mean, that is ridiculous. And all it comes down to is this is a guy with an enormous ego that is probably
sidling up to some relatively busy, famous people.
You think it's that?
That are willing to pay that.
I don't even think it's that. I think he's just taxing somebody who is unwilling to move away from their barber.
But he's charging everyone that is what he's saying.
Yeah.
So everyone is not just that one sucker. He probably has like some athletes, some celebrities, rich people, whatever. And that's all it is. I'll tell you this. You said charge more, ask for more. Mine is like kiss butt and find some rich people. You know?
And look, to be honest, I don't have a problem with that price. But see, it's a lot of people. Like I said, it's a lot of celebrity barbers that do charge that price, but they're not open for booking. Right. So I can't just go to their website and book for them. Some of them already got their clients and they're not open to getting anybody else.
The other thing
is, they make their money like that. But to a regular paying customer, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Well, reason why I say I'm opposed to the price is because of the way that it's happening. Right. Mm-hmm. If the price is the price, that's cool. Like, he's clearly price gouging.
Of course.
Right. To 2 months later, we got to take the price up. Like, what was the impetus for that? Mm-hmm. What made it so that from January to June, we got to change the price $30, $40? Yeah. Like, what's the difference there? No, you just decided that you want for your ego to charge more and the price gouge. And you think so little of me that you think I'm going to sit here and let you price gouge me. No, I'm going to punch you in your throat. Are you serious?
It's wild, man.
$200 and more charged for a haircut should only go to people that don't want to, like celebrities that don't want
celebrities,
people,
house don't want calls, people
hovering around asking for autographs, going to their house, etc. That's the only thing for a basic haircut. By the way, I wouldn't drive more than like in a 3 mile vicinity from my house to get a haircut. you can get a haircut. You can get a basic cut. You can get a haircut.
The crazy thing is, he said basic cut. I think he charged a little extra if you got a beard. So Reggie, you got a beard. It wouldn't have been near my beard.
Yeah,
it'd probably be about 180 with the beard.
I'm not going near a barber who thinks that he is the CEO of a Fortune 500 company because he's raising the price every 2 months. I'm good. Don't get a razor blade anywhere near me.
Should I buy a new appliance or should I get a haircut? Come on,
for real, man. That's crazy. And salute if people paying for that. Salute. Nah. I just couldn't do it, man. And he know how to cut hair too, man.
Okay, that's good.
I was disappointed when I had to leave him alone, man. But I'm like, man, that is crazy. I did not think he was gonna go up to $200.
Man.
From the 346 to hell with construction, I'm going to barber school. Yeah, if that's what it is, right? If the price of the brick is going up like that, maybe that is the move.
So I ran across this story about a 58-year-old woman in Canada who was arrested and charged with assault.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier this month, a 58-year-old woman in Canada named Wendy Washit was out.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. She was outside playing with her neighborhood kids in the backyard barbecue, and she picked up a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not that type of gun, but a water gun.
Okay.
So she took the water gun, she sprayed the kids, and she accidentally sprayed a neighbor who was in the yard over from her cutting grass. And she tried to apologize, but the guy flipped out, called the police on her,
man.
Oh,
come on, man.
He called the police on her, and they actually came and charged her with assault with a weapon.
That's not a weapon. Is it? A water gun?
I don't know. I'm not. I'm far be it for me to pretend I'm somebody's lawyer or legal authority.
Yeah. So long story less long, the woman was put on leave at work. She's an educator and she can't go back until the case is cleared up.
Oh,
yeah. The police wouldn't comment on the case. But what a jerk, man.
It's the neighbor. The neighbor.
Yeah. And she actually had a lot of backup people around in that neighborhood said this guy always been that type of
course
jerk.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
What a
oh, you got me wet with a water gun. I'm gonna file charges, call the police.
What a jackass, man.
I
feel so bad for that lady, man.
Anytime that guy had a blade of grass too long, I'd be calling
the HOA.
I'd be calling HOA. Anytime he left his garage door open, hey, man, or had parked like a boat or something or a trailer in front of his house. Oh, no. I would be a hawk on that guy.
Yeah, man. What a complete jackass. Yeah. So her court date is September 24th. And she set up a crowdfunding campaign to help her with her legal fees.
We're all pulling for you.
Yeah, that's suck, man.
That's tough. You hate the annoying neighbor.
Yeah, man. That's the definition of the fun police.
Those are sad people.
We out here having fun.
Those are just sad people.
And you want to do that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's bad.
There you go.
Yep. That's Figgy's, all I got, fellas.
Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Still gearing you up for Sunday Night Football. 7:20 on Sunday. Texans, Bears. All right, so one more segment for us before we hand it over to The Drive. They are on location at Big City Wings in Katy. So before we get to them, let's do a little Texans win because, Texans lose because. What will be the factors that will determine whether the Texans are win or lose? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.